The Ammonic City Council Tuesday night approved a proposal to start repairs on its crippled sewage treatment plant, which caught fire on Monday. The council approved $20,000 to fix the roof of the plant, a first step, which has to be done before replacing a burned-out pump, which is what caused the fire. City Manager Martin Moore says that this cannot wait.
The immediate problem is the families. The families need to have a potable water. They need to flush the toilets and they need to flush the water from the bathtub and showers to the lagoon.
The city council did act quickly, approving Moore's proposal to enter into a contract with Rich Contracting Incorporated, which was already doing work on the plant at the time of the blaze. The contractor estimates 3 days to fix the roof, but Moore says the whole operation could be out of commission for weeks, and this worries him a lot.
If the repair work for the vacuum pump is not done in time, it is possible that the pipes at the west end of town and the east end of town, which provides close to 300 homes, will probably freeze, and if it freezes, it'll become a major disaster.
Moore guesses it could take months to fix if this happens, and then there would be another problem.
We don't have any money to repair the damages if that were to happen.
Moore says it could cost over $1 million, and the village would have to go to the state for help.
We would have to declare an emergency disaster.
Ammonic has gotten some relief already from the Alaska Native Health Consortium, $5,000 for the roof, and they've requested help from the Rasmussen Foundation. Moore just hopes it will come in time. In Ammonic, I'm Adrian Wagner.